Ginsburg is the first woman in history to lie in state at the Capitol building. President Trump is set to announce his pick to fill Ginsburg's seat on the high court tomorrow. Oral arguments held today in a federal appeals court as attorneys for President Trump work to prevent New York City prosecutors from gaining access to his financial records.
The president's lawyers appealed to the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals after a district court judge last month rejected their efforts to invalidate a subpoena issued to the president's accounting firm by the office of Manhattan D.A. Cyrus Vance.
Fox's John Decker in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're working into some improvements in our weather. Gradually, we'll get into some sunshine. There could be an isolated stray shower somewhere. Today's high 83, tonight's low 64. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, clearing later in the day. It's going to be warmer. Mid-80s Saturday, mid-80s again on Sunday. Sunday afternoon, there could be a few showers, possible thunderstorm perhaps. We're looking ahead the next week, and I see an important cold front with scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday night. Much nicer air behind it Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday, and beyond. Comfortable air and cooler nights. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama's confirmed coronavirus case count is now over 133,000. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports just over 13,000 of those cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,300 people have died. Statewide hospitalizations are now below 750. White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Deborah Birx was in Alabama Thursday. Dr. Birx met with Governor Kay Ivey and State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris before holding a roundtable discussion at Auburn University. And Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed is making sure city workers have time to vote in the November election. He issued a directive giving city employees paid time off to vote in person or absentee in the upcoming election. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with an alien.
Hello!
So I guess that's your spaceship over there.
Yeah, the one on the left.
I see. And what brings you to Earth today? Would you like me to take you to our leader?
Oh, no, I just got some business with my friend, David Ernest.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you come from another planet to see an asset preservationist here on Earth?
You got that right. The man is the best in the galaxy.
And just why is that?
Well, he takes care of all his clients, and you never lose any money like you would do if you were in the stock market.
So do a lot of aliens come here to Earth to see David Ernest?
Yeah, but you know, you can call him at 279-7431.
279-7431?
Yeah, man, that's right.
Before we go, I have one question.
Okay.
Have you ever seen any little green men from Mars?
No, but one time time I saw some Klingons around your...
Don't even go there.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Schedule your $89 tune-up with Dixie. Offer ends November 10th. Visit calldixie.com today.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, Joey, guess what?
What?
Final hour of the Dan Morris Show on a Friday.
Yeah.
TGIF, you know.
Indeed, thank God.
SEC football, you know.
Yeah.
Benji's got a little party hat on, a little blower thing. Got a little huggy for his Corona. Man. It's so funny to watch him take his Corona and pour it in his water bowl.
I'll tell you what, that is one gregarious dog.
He really is, particularly when he squeezes the lime in it and then laps it up.
I mean, the way he, you know, uses his paw, it's almost like, you know, it's incredible.
Opposing both of them.
Yeah, it's remarkable.
Okay, let's do this. Catherine Herridge did a piece for CBSN, which is their internet piece, and she's going to lay out some of the things. And as Joey pointed out, the people that are interviewing her are kind of going, well, then what's the big deal with this thing? Then the more she gets into it, the more they kind of go, yeah, you know, this is pretty... PFT.
Yeah, to quote Joe Biden.
So let's listen to Catherine Herridge. It's going to open your eyes here.
There are indicators the Justice Department probe looking into the origins of the FBI's 2016 Russia election meddling investigation is in its final phase. Attorney General William Barr appointed Attorney John Durham to head up the investigation last year. So far, it's led to one guilty plea from a former FBI lawyer, and just last week, a federal prosecutor and the top aide to Durham resigned from a post, though it's unclear why she left. This all comes as the investigation's finding could carry serious political ramifications with the presidential election less than 50 days away. Let's bring in CBS News senior investigative correspondent Catherine Herridge, who's been following every detail of this story. Catherine, it's good to see you. So bring us up to speed on the Durham investigation. What's the main objective of the probe?
Well, the U.S. Attorney in Connecticut, John Durham, was tasked last year by the Attorney General to look into the origins of the 2016 Russia investigation, specifically whether it was properly predicated. And in layman's terms, that means when the FBI opened this counterintelligence investigation, did they have solid evidence that was sufficient to warrant the investigation of a political candidate and a political campaign? So that's what Durham is looking at. And he's a very experienced prosecutor. He's worked for Democrats. He's worked for Republicans. And he's handled other very high-profile investigations of the FBI, specifically corruption, as well as the CIA, which is also a player in the Russia investigation. John Durham looked into the destruction of interrogation tapes by the CIA of Al-Qaeda suspects after 9/11. So he's used to both the FBI and the CIA, so he's navigated these issues in the past.
Okay, nice setup. Ask the question. Catherine, in her typical, very thorough way, kind of lays out, and it gets down to, was there a predicate? And the answer is no, there was no predicate. And we've seen that. Now, Durham's got to get that out there big time and say, who were the people that were doing this that did not have a predicate, and did they break a law by doing that? Second part.
So then tell us where this investigation stands now. Do we have any idea when it may be wrapping up?
Well, I think there are three points, Anne-Marie, to sort of bear in mind. What we have heard consistently through our background reporting here at CBS News is that the goal was to release either an interim report or other findings before or after the Labor Day weekend. So we're right in that window. And then in the last 10 days, we've had two other developments. As you noted, the departure of this prosecutor who worked for John Durham. The reporting out of Hartford from the newspaper there is that she left because she felt pressured pressured, according to her colleagues, to wrap up the investigation before she felt it was complete. We have not confirmed that independently, though, at CBS News. I think one of the most important data points came from the Attorney General himself last week in an interview with NBC News, and he was pressed on the timing. And I think for the first time, he would not be pushed either way as to whether it was imminent. And then he was asked whether he could rule out further criminal indictments in the Durham investigation. And he said, no, not at all. I'm not willing to do that. And that certainly left the door open to other criminal indictments in this particular case.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, Papa B.
Dan and Joey.
How are you, my friend?
Oh, man, I'm so ready for some football. I can't tell
That's
you.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow. Auburn plays tomorrow. And Alabama, not that far away.
Well, just such a good distraction from all of the mess that we have had to deal with. So, I'm looking forward to watching some SEC football, my friend, and I know y'all are too.
Absolutely.
About this Durham investigation, you know, it's interesting that Huber wrapped his investigation up, but he turned over portions of it, not disclosed what portions, but some portions to Durham. And Huber was looking into what? The Clinton Foundation.
Yep.
The Clinton Foundation has ties to Jeffrey Epstein's Pedophile Island somehow or other, which is still out there somewhere.
And don't forget also about the Clinton email.
Exactly. So, you know, now, yeah, I guess it's taking longer. But the departure by this prosecutor, you know, I look at it as a good thing, because she might have been the one that was foot dragging, you know, trying to shuffle her feet to the gallows type thing. Not her personally, but the investigation. Chris Ray, I think, is definitely a foot dragger, you know, not wanting to. I guess, like you say, a company man, not wanting to get to the point here. So, yeah, it's taking a little bit longer, but hopefully we are going to have some disclosure about exactly what happened here. But there's more to it than just the impeachment and all the wrongdoing on the part of the FBI. It's a little deeper than that, I believe. So, time will tell, but I sure can't wait to find out. What about you, Dan?
Me too. I think it goes a lot deeper than that. A lot.
Well, I think it gets into some of the stuff that, you know, the Bidens were doing, for instance. All those sweetheart deals that family members got.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. So, you're saying it's unusual for somebody to be sent $3.5 million? You mean
that happens every day.
I got mine last week. You didn't get yours?
I never got mine. But, you know, and Biden might just be the tip of the iceberg. You know, this kind of thing might have been going on for a very long time with select high-profile politicians, you know, where they get all of these grants and loans or, you know, sweetheart deals for these countries and then send their family members in to collect all of that money somehow or other, or get in on it somehow or other. It's a mess, big old muckety mess. I sure hope they can get to the bottom of it all, and hopefully they are getting to at least the first layer of the onion here. But at any rate, what do you anticipate, Dan? Do you think it's going to wait till after the election?
No, I do not. And I'll be honest with you, I'd be sadly disappointed if he waits till after the election. But Joey was talking about earlier, watching the Barr interview, I think Barr is to damn the torpedoes full steam ahead. And I think in his mind, and he kind of slipped up on this, his way of saying this was, this is so big, it doesn't work in a political calendar, period.
Right, yeah. I tell you what, I just love Bill. I got like a man crush on him or something. He is awesome. He is one of the best attorney generals I believe I've seen in a long time.
Have you seen the Braveheart? Where his Braveheart, but it's Bill Barr's face right. with his glasses.
Well, yeah. Ted Cruz has a nickname for Attorney General Barr, the Honey Badger, because you know the Honey Badger.
The Honey Badger,
any, you know.
I love it.
It's a perfect
honey
name.
Don't care.
Yeah,
it is the perfect nickname for it. Yeah, he came out playing those bagpipes when he was introduced. I thought, man, this is a guy right here that looks like he's fixing to storm the castle or something.
And,
anyway.
Well, Papa B, Barr in that Q&A, this is hilarious. It was a funny note. You know, his parents were kind of upper-class academicians there in New York, and they said at a certain point when he was, you know, about to get into teenage years, you know, Bill, Will, you need to learn an instrument. Do you want to play the flute or the saxophone? And he goes, bagpipes.
Was that in the underwear?
Let's not go there, though. All right, guys. Well, listen, y'all have a great weekend.
Okay, wait. What's your prediction on Auburn?
Auburn and Kentucky? Oh, come on now. Can't Auburn take Kentucky?
Well, I don't know. They're getting some of the thugs. Kentucky is bringing some of the thugs from Louisville to play in their team. So, if Auburn is not ready for bricks and bats and fireworks, then the Auburn's not ready. This is being played in Kentucky, right?
I think so. Let me double check that.
I don't know.
I'm not sure if I would want to be in Louisville now.
Yeah, no, that would be good. But, you know, Auburn by 10 points.
So what is going to be the effect? This is a interesting conversation.
No, it's Auburn.
It is Auburn.
In Auburn, yeah.
This is an interesting conversation in my circle. What is the impact of not having a full Jordan-Hare Stadium for Auburn? What does that do to you? Because as someone who's been there before, someone who has friends that are big-time Auburn people, all of them will tell you that the crowd is worth
it. It is.
7 to 14 points.
Well, I'm telling you something. That place gets to rocking. And you can feel, like, when they got the Jumbotron going and all the crowd cheering and everything, it's like a miniature earthquake that's going on. You can feel it in the rafters, you know?
Yeah, my son said on the Georgia game, that was the crowd that made the difference of that game.
You know what? I've got to give it to him. I believe he knows what he's talking about. I have no idea how it's going to affect, you know, the team. Auburn is so unpredictable sometimes, you know. But and we've had like three or four players check out.
You had sixteen 2 weeks ago. And I think 9 of them were reporting for the game Saturday. I don't know about the others.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very good. And Kentucky has been coming along in the last couple of years, I believe. So, I don't know. Let's see what happens. But I'll take Auburn with 10, okay?
Auburn plus 10. Auburn minus 10.
Yeah, all right, bud.
Have a good one. As I choke to death on the air. Now my show going to be back. More right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Who was ready to play.
what he was doing when he told me how to walk this way. And he said, walk this way, yeah, yeah, yeah. Walk this way.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at BigBlockDesigns.com. Have a better day.
You run a business and you need better wireless. Three words, no more compromise. With the T-Mobile Business Advantage, you get the largest 5G network, award-winning customer support, and insanely great value. No trade-offs. Right now, get up to 90 days of unlimited free on business plans when you switch via bill credits. Stop in to find out more. Plus taxes and fees for some plans. Complete port within 60 days. Customers over 50 gigabytes per month have lower speeds during congestion. Video at 480p, unlimited on our network. See T-Mobile.com for 5G devices, coverage, and plan details.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. About to do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. But until then, stock market's up 419 points, 20 points. I love technology. Mortgage Corporation of the South is sending me documents to sign. So I look at them, read them, do my little signature, put in my little secret password number, and sign those documents. So I don't have to go get in my car, drive somewhere. Just do it online. DocuCom, DocuSign. DOCU is the stock code on it. It is revolutionizing things. In my business, when you sign up for Ameriprise Financial, you go into our DocuSign private operation. It's not the big global one, but you can sign documents, get things done right there. Mortgage Corporation of the South, this is so easy. I love this. These guys are great. They can be great for you, too. 567-9000. 567-9000. Take advantage of the low interest rates. If your credit is not that good, they can help you there, too. Refinance and loans at 567-9000. Mortgage Corporation of the South. NMLS number 232-876. An equal housing lender. Let's continue on with Catherine Herridge. It's better.
So, Catherine, who's been interviewed in the investigation and who has not? And explain the significance of that.
Okay, so if you think about an FBI investigation or an investigation by someone like John Durham, what they do is they start at the very bottom, sort of like with the little fish, if you will. They interview those people and they slowly work their way up the chain to the most senior people. And they reserve for the end of their investigation what is typically known as the targets of the investigation. So they sit down with somebody and they ask them questions that basically they already know the answers to. And if you think of it this way, based on what we've learned here at CBS News, some really central players have told us they have not been interviewed yet. For example, former FBI agent Peter Strzok told us last week he had not been interviewed. Recently, the former FBI director said he had not been interviewed. And at this late stage of the investigation, that's not necessarily a good development for them. If you think of it this way, it's like the promise next week, but you still don't have a date. It's not really necessarily good for you at that stage.
Sounds vaguely familiar. The little fish, get the little fish, and then you move up the scale to the bigger fish. And the question are, how many people are cooperating? How many people have sealed indictments that or remain sealed? And they, and she said it perfectly. They know the answer to the questions. And so they're going to go in and ask the questions. I think that part of the... I think Comey may back out of the Lindsey Graham deal.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, because I think he can get himself in some real trouble, particularly with these new revelations coming out here. Continuing on with Catherine Boom Boom Herridge.
Well, the Justice Department has released some records showing that some members of the special counsel Robert Mueller's team actually deleted information from their phones. I don't know how significant that is, but what can you tell us?
I think the important place to start here, Anne-Marie, is with something called the retention of federal records. There are very specific laws and rules about maintaining and preserving government records. And the reason that matters is that if you go back to the Clinton email case, at its genesis, it was really about the preservation and retention of State Department emails. And that matters because many of the investigators who were on the Clinton email case transitioned into the Russia probe, so they were well aware of what the rules and regulations were and the expectation for preserving these records. And what was recently released through a Freedom of Information Act request is an inventory of the special counsel phones. And some of the explanations here for the loss of data is that it was accidentally wiped. They entered passwords multiple times and effectively wiped the phones. Another was that it was a setback to the factory settings, essentially wiping a lot of data. I don't know what the explanation is for that, but it certainly begs further explanation given what the rules and regulations are for the retention of these types of records.
Let me kind of give you some insight to that. With the Securities and Exchange Commission, there's an advisor who was sent an email saying, keep all the records of this one client. Well, whoa, lo and behold, his computer got cleared and cleaned. And he goes, I don't know what happened. Well, what happened is he did it. And when and it says you must keep these records, you can't go, oops, I made a mistake here. You're supposed to keep those records. So he got charged. He's not an Ameriprise guy. This, when somebody gets charged, the Securities and Exchange Commission sends this thing out so all the other advisors will know this crap is going on. He got charged for destroying evidence and is in jail as we speak. In jail. He said, I messed up and did some things that are inappropriate money-wise. He would have been a lot better off with that than what he did. He is in jail. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show, more right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going,
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now I've got squirrels to chase. See ya!
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
As we get ready for football season, make sure your home's indoor comfort is game day ready.
Don't let your game day company be uncomfortable in your home. If your unit has struggled all year, call United today for a tune-up or a free estimate to replace it.
Call and ask us about our yearly maintenance plans or use our new smart financing to finance a new system with a low monthly payment.
United has a solution for you, whether your system needs to be tuned up or if it's an old, out-of-date dinosaur that needs to be replaced.
We can also make sure your home's indoor air quality is safe for game day with a whole house air purifier.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
It's the 10 best days of fall, the 67th Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. It kicks off Friday, October 9th, with a salute to our veterans, sponsored by Sam's Club. Active military and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, due to the COVID crisis, there will be no indoor concerts, but plenty of great local and regional bands playing nightly on our outside stage. Enjoy the Midway with its rides and games, plus all the entertaining outdoor shows like the circus, along with the agricultural exhibits. October 12th is school day. All students, kindergarten through high school, get in for $5 and ride wristbands are just $15. Sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office. For information on admission requirements during the crisis, along with a daily schedule, visit alnationalfair.org or download the Fair app from your app store. Advanced tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th, presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama and Pepsi.
The Alabama National Fair.
Garrett Coliseum clear bag policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family owned, family operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're working into some improvements in our weather. Gradually, we'll get into some sunshine. There could be an isolated stray shower somewhere. Today's high 83, tonight's low 64. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, clearing later in the day. It's going to be warmer, mid-80s Saturday, mid-80s again on Sunday. Sunday afternoon, there could be a few showers, possible thunderstorm perhaps. We're looking ahead the next week, and I see an important cold front with scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday night. Much nicer air behind it Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday, and beyond. Comfortable air and cooler nights. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Joey, am I mistaken? Is today Friday?
Today is Friday.
So that means TGIF?
Yes, and it means we got a certain thing we got to do.
Not that again.
Well, that. You know the thing.
I know the thing. Let's do the Tweakley Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing.
Let me get out my drumsticks here. And the winner is Carolyn.
Carolyn won, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Carolyn, you know, sweetheart, you're the winner of the Tweakley Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing. You need to call me at 272-9228 so I can get you hooked up with Reed and Karen Ingram, and you may be able to go down today if you call me quick enough. Let's do this. Let's go to Gary G.
Hey.
Gary G, how
hey,
are you?
Man. I'm well, son. I'm so glad you're doing good.
I am.
I'm so glad to hear your voice. It's amazing what they can do with these procedures and how reduced on the recovery time you are. Let you know I was thinking about you and praying for you and those that treated you. So,
well, thank you very much. I'll tell you the prayers worked.
Good. Yeah, sure they do. Yeah, I'm a believer. Now, I'm going down to see your buddy Reed, and I'm getting 20 racks of ribs.
No way.
Every one of them, 20.
What? And okay, wait. What are you doing to get 20?
We're having a Southern traditional bird shoot tomorrow in Camden, Alabama.
Oh, man.
So it's going to be fun. And Mr. Merriweather's going to be with me.
That is outstanding.
It is. It's so much fun. I said, you know, let us treat, and we are going to Sweet Creek and get 20 racks of ribs to feed people.
That's going to be quite an event. So what do y'all do? You go out in units, or do people walk in line with their dogs and shoot birds?
There's only 30 of us that join this club, and we're shooting over brown top millet, and he'll set the standards out. We may even draw numbers for stands this time, but I've never had a bad stand. Everybody will shoot their limit.
That is outstanding. You should love doing that.
I still do. I hope I never grow old from doing this. I really do. That's just my thing. I don't want to shoot any more mammals, but birds, anything that flies, watch out.
There you go.
Ben, I love you. I'm glad you're doing well. If there's anything I can ever do to help you, just ask.
Well, you going to Sweet Creek and getting 20 slabs of ribs, that made my day. Did you say hi to Reed?
I haven't yet. I haven't made it. We called in last week to get it ordered for this week so that he'll have enough. So.
When's the shoot?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow at 11 o'clock in Camden, Alabama.
Outstanding. Well, you have fun, my friend.
You bet. And I love you, and I'll keep you lifted.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Camden, Alabama, where the Boone and Crockett Inn is. Been there many a time. Let's continue on with Catherine Harris' last piece. Listen how they wrap this up.
Catherine, as you know, Durham took the unusual step of publicly disagreeing with the Justice Department's Inspector General's report from December on the FBI's Russia investigation. Remind us what the watchdog concluded and why Durham's comments are significant.
So if you sort of dial it back to December of last year, the Inspector General of the Justice Department released his long-awaited report into whether the surveillance warrants for a former Trump campaign aide were executed properly and that the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court was kept in the loop with all of the relevant evidence. And Inspector General Horowitz found in his report, aside from a number of defects in these surveillance warrants, that the investigation itself, Crossfire Hurricane, was properly predicated or properly opened. And what was striking at that time is that the U.S. Attorney John Durham put out a statement, and he said, I want to go to the language, because I think it's very important to pay attention to the language here. He talks about respecting the findings of Horowitz, but then he says, last month, so that would have been November of last year, we advised the Inspector General that we do not agree with some of the report's conclusions as to predication and how the FBI case was opened, and specifically, John Durham refers to the fact that he has access to evidence and intelligence that goes far beyond the Justice Department. So he has, in effect, he's arguing a fuller picture of what happened, whereas the Inspector General is confined to those agencies within the Justice Department, so the Justice Department as well as the FBI.
And remember, Peter Strzok really hung his hat on the IG. For Durham to have said that, that is absolutely huge. So Carolyn's a winner. Carolyn, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can get you all taken care of for your Tweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. Peter Ducey, Biden prepares for the debate.
5 days before his first face-to-face meeting with Donald Trump, Joe Biden began serious debate prep.
Look, I'm an old athlete, and I'm used to dealing with bullies. I've not been a bad debater, and we'll see.
The Democratic nominee did not make any public appearances today.
I can tell you what he's not doing today. He's not trying to eliminate the Affordable Care Act.
As of last week, choreographed mock debates had not started.
Do you have somebody playing President Trump, and if so?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Instead, for weeks, Biden's study sessions have focused less on his own words and more on Trump's.
Well, I began to prepare by going over what the president said and the multiple lies he's told.
Fox News battleground polls find that in Ohio, Trump leads with men and white voters, as Biden leads with women and non-white voters. In Nevada, Trump leads with whites and rural voters, as Biden leads with Hispanics and voters under 35. And in Pennsylvania, Trump leads with men and white voters, as Biden leads with women and non-white voters. All this is unfolding as Biden pushes back on the president's suggestion that there may not be a peaceful transition of power.
What country are we in? I'm being facetious. I said, what country are we in? Look, he says the most irrational things.
What about surprises debate night? Biden thinks he knows what's coming.
He's going to want to make it personal. He's going to want to get in the mosh pit. I'm going to talk about why I want to be president of the United States, what I'm going to do, and where he's failed.
We've learned that officials from the Trump campaign and the Biden campaign were in Cleveland today negotiating ground rules with the Commission on Presidential Debates, both trying to make their side feel more comfortable while on stage.
Now, I will say this. If Biden keeps it down to what he'll do as president, that will be a major shift. It would be very positive for him. I don't think he can do it, though. Because as soon as he starts talking about what he's going to do, he's either going to alienate the progressives or he's going to alienate the moderates. So I don't think he says that, but I don't think that's what he's going to actually do. Mark Meadows was on this morning on CBS, Trump accepting the election results.
I want to get to the executive order in a moment, but I want to start, Ben reported in his piece, the president said again that he's not sure this election can be honest. Why does the president refuse to commit to a peaceful transfer of power?
Well, I think he commits to a peaceful transfer as long as it's
is a fair election. And I think that even the lead up into this was talking about that very subject. We now know that we have a Department of Justice investigation into ballots that were discarded from veterans in Pennsylvania. That's very troubling, anyone who sends in a ballot to find them discarded. What we want to make sure is that every vote counts, but that only the vote from one voter to the ballot box is what gets counted, and nothing less, nothing more. And so that's what he's referring to. That's what we're committed to. We're seeing some very problematic rulings by judges in certain states across the country. Hopefully we'll be able to make sure that this election goes off like every other election, and that the winner on November 3rd will certainly be the new president sworn in on January
20th. Now, watch how CBS is going to come back on this subject matter. And this is what they always do. They've got to discredit Trump or something that he says to try to make their point. Listen in.
The case in Pennsylvania you referred to involves just 9 ballots, and according to the Department of Justice, they did not specify any particular crime or allege any wrongdoing at this point. But the president continues to say the November elections will be rigged. What evidence, if any, does he have, and what does the White House plan to do about it?
Well, to suggest that an investigation that just got going in the last 24 hours has not found any wrongdoing would be a rush to judgment that you wouldn't want to make, I wouldn't want to make. But we have reports from the Washington Post during the primary of over 500,000 ballots that were problematic in the primaries. And so that's a substantially larger number that we look at. Should we allow votes to come in and be counted a week after November 3rd? I don't believe so. That's what we're talking about. Let's make sure that the systems that we've had in place for decades, indeed centuries, are the same systems we have in place now. But we have activist judges trying to change the election laws, and those are not going through the legislature. That's very problematic for the American people, very problematic for the president.
Remember that as ever a Republican, it's always, what evidence do you have of that? If a Democrat says something, they never ask what evidence they have. They just take whatever they say as gospel, as a fact. They never, ever say, what evidence do you have? Now, Mark Meadows is going to talk about the rigged election, and where he says there's no fraud. CBS does this all the time.
The president has said if he loses, the election will have been rigged.
I think what he looks at is just like every candidate that runs, Hillary Clinton before, Hillary Clinton, 4 years out, still doesn't believe that she lost the election. She's also calling on Joe Biden to not concede the election. You know, what is that if we're looking 4 years later where they're saying that this president is not their president? Every candidate that runs believes that they're running the right election. I can tell you, we're doing what it takes. We're out each and every day making our case to the American people. We believe he'll win on November 3rd, and with a free and fair election, I believe he'll win.
As Ben Tracy pointed out in the piece, your own FBI director says he has seen no evidence of widespread of voter fraud by mail or otherwise.
Well, with all due respect to Director Wray, he has a hard time finding emails in his own FBI, let alone figuring out whether there's any kind of voter fraud. This is a very different case. The rules are being changed. And so what I'm suggesting is perhaps he can drill down on the investigation that just started. Others that we're seeing in North Carolina and other places where multiple ballots, duplicate ballots are being sent out, perhaps he needs to get involved on the ground, and then he would change his testimony on Capitol Hill.
I love Mark Meadows. That's great. That guy's gutsy. And he knows where he stands at the White House. He's a major player for him to say something like that. Okay, for everybody that's on Medicare, I'm going to go to a break. I want you to come back, listen to something Mark Meadows talks about on copay, on prescriptions, and pre-existing conditions. Going to be right back.
Talk place to be,
The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Joey, you know where we are? We're in the last segment of the last hour of the last day of the week of the Dan Morris Show.
Wow.
Yay! I don't know about you, but I'm excited.
Oh, I'm very excited.
Okay. We're going to play this next clip, and we're going to talk about it after it airs. But if you're on Medicare, for example, or you have high prescription costs, I want you to listen to this.
Mr. Meadows, yesterday the president, as we reported, signed a health care executive order to protect patients with pre-existing conditions. But it doesn't explain how the president intends to do that. How will that happen?
Well, it's just trying primarily to make sure that any insurance company, if they've got someone covered, to make sure that they can't increase the premiums and essentially price that person out of coverage just because they happen to get sick or have a pre-existing condition. Additionally, that is law right now. But that codification yesterday said it's the official policy of President Trump to make sure that any legislation, whether it's new legislation moving forward, whether it's executive orders or anything else, that pre-existings will always be protected under a Trump administration.
Yeah, but as you point out, the Affordable Care Act actually already covers that, although you...
Well, but it's going through the courts right now, yes, so I think
you're trying to overturn it.
To go, but there was one other key thing that happened yesterday that you're not covering. The president actually mentioned and is starting in October to send out discount cards for... pharmaceutical copays to 33 million seniors. In October and November, they will be receiving a card where they get to have $200 credit to help with copays. It's the first time that money went from Big Pharma's pocket into the pocket of American seniors, and that it was big news yesterday.
Okay, so let me kind of get that back to you. In October, kind of suspicious month, which is when you can redo your Medicare and all that kind of stuff, you can go to another source. The government is going to send you a $200 credit card that will apply towards your copays for prescriptions. That is not government money. That's money that went in from Big Pharma and then is being re-sent out to individuals. So I went in and we did a discussion of this on Amex Net, And this thing is huge. I mean, that's some serious stop from coming out of your pocket type money. That's about right about two-thirds of my prescription cost.
Wow.
That I'm not going to have to pay.
It's a smart move on their part. Now, yeah, October, that's an interesting month.
Interesting month. But that's when the open enrollment is in Medicare. And there are going to be a whole bunch of people that are going to drop their Medicare and prescription insurance because of that. A lot of people miss it. Yeah, I'm a numbers guy, and I always tell people, I let the number tell me what to do, and just doesn't make sense. Good RX is better than a prescription card to me, even though I pay a penalty for it. So that's big, guys. That's big. So if you're on Medicare, $200 card coming your way next month, that's going to really help you out. Okay, so now James Clyburn, who to me is the canary in the Democrat mine shaft. Now, he's going to be asked about something that he said, that he said he didn't say, but then we're going to find out he actually said it.
Kelly Maganany had an interesting comment to make about this whole issue of whether the president would accept a free and fair results in election, and also zinged you, but this is on the issue of whether he could accept the results of such an election. Kelly Maganany just a few moments ago.
South Carolina Democrat Jim Clyburn has said that Trump is not going to win fairly.
We did look it up. You did call into question whether the president would. Is that fair?
I don't know what she's talking about.
I don't know what he's talking about.
There's nothing that I've ever said that said the president would not win fairly. I'm saying he could not win fairly. That's what I said. And I believe that. He's made it very clear that he's trying everything he can to suppress votes. He's trying everything he can to undermine the Postal Service. He doesn't plan to play fair. He has never played fair. He has a history of not paying his debts, suing people when he ought to be paying them. This man doesn't know what fairness is. And so, yes, I may have said that. It's got nothing to do with what we will do. It has everything to do with what he has a history of doing. Down in South Carolina, we always say, the best way to tell what a man will do is to look at what he has done. And when you look at what this president has done, you know there's nothing in his history about being fair to anybody.
Did he not just contradict himself three times?
Oh, yeah. It's like, I don't know what she's talking about.
I don't know what she's talking about. I didn't say that.
Yeah, I said it.
Unbelievable. I mean, this guy, and this is one of those situations where you have a very powerful Democrat who says all sorts of crap to people, and everybody goes, yes, sir, I hear you, I believe everything you say. And then when you challenge him, they go, oh, I didn't say that. No, I didn't.
Have you ever seen, I'm sure you remember, Charlie Murphy's True Hollywood Stories on the Chappelle Show?
Yeah, and it's,
and the story about Rick James going to Eddie Murphy's
Rick
house.
Rick James!
And he's like, I wouldn't grind my feet on Charlie Eddie Murphy's couch. Well, what would I do? And then a beat later, yeah, I grind my feet. It's like, it was that right there. I don't know what she's talking about. Yeah, I said it. Like, what in the world?
Let's go to number three, see if we can fit it in, the results.
Biden, don't concede. Don't concede. Don't concede that night. Don't concede right away. Fight, fight, fight. Now, if you heard Donald Trump say that, you would be aghast, right?
No, I would not be aghast. What she was advising, that Al Gore was too quick to concede. I still believe that if Al Gore had not rushed to concede the Florida election, I think he would have won.
The Supreme Court.
It was his concession against him in the court case. And that's all Hillary was saying. You know that, and I know that.
What?
Well, I believe Al Gore waited about a month. He waited about a month to formally concede after that Supreme Court vote. So that brings me to this next issue. Many are looking at the court right now with eight justices as likely to have to take up a case in this election because both sides are predicting a legal fight. I don't know if that's going to happen, Congressman, but do you think we should have a fully staffed court just in case for that, not leave it to eight justices, but rather nine?
We've had a lot of decisions made with eight people on the court.
Wow.
This guy is like all over the place. He conceded because the Supreme Court ruled against him. Little factoid he forgot there. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock and keep doing this. We have a big week next week. And keep doing this.